Welcome back to the Team DCU podcast, the podcast where you can learn all about DCU from current students. My name is Sinead McCrohan, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Harrison Maloney, who is a final year Bachelor of Civil Law student. Harrison, how are you?
Hi, Sinead. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me today.
Good. I'm so excited to learn more about you and also your course. So it's what, 3 or 4 years ago now since you walked into DCU as a little baby first year?
Yes, 4 years ago. I cannot believe it. I remember I received the CAO offer, and DCU at the time I thought it was a whole world away. So I looked up on Google Maps, how do I get here? Saw that there was this bus, the 44, which I would soon know very well. And I hopped on it and I went up in the middle of August to see what my college would be like.
Amazing.
So it's a surreal experience to see the campus so quiet. Yeah. And then little did I know at the time that it would become such an incredible place for me and something that I really care about.
It's a lovely experience, isn't it, coming in and not knowing what this campus or this university is going to hold for you, and then being at the end of your journey almost, but we won't get teary-eyed just yet. So your course is Law and Society, or Bachelor of Civil Law in DCU. Was this always the dream from a toddler to work in law, or how did you land upon this course?
Now, I am very lucky in the sense that I've always known that law was for me. I remember being in primary school and having a real passion for advocacy when my classmates would perhaps not be able to speak for themselves or advocate for an issue that they were passionate about. I would always step in and make sure that they were heard. And that's something that I've carried with me throughout my education. Now, as I've learned more, I've definitely become more involved in the commercial aspect of it and seen how the law can benefit companies and businesses. And that's one of the main positives about the Law and Society degree. Our study of law really examines the societal aspect of law. So not only are we looking at the black letter rules and legislation, we're seeing how that actually impacts our society and how the multitude of different aspects that the law has.
Amazing. So when you were considering Law and Society in DCU, did you take a look at the modules that you'd be studying before you came? Is that kind of how you made up your mind, or did you just love the sound of DCU in general?
Now, there's definitely two prongs to that. I was attracted to DCU because of the community atmosphere here. At the open days and looking at the prospectus, it was clear that there was a real care for the students, and that's something that was very important to me. I wanted to study in a place where I wasn't only going to be getting my education, but I would also receive mentorship and guidance. Yeah. Now, in terms of the modules that we have, that completely sold me on what DCU has to offer.
Sure.
So I suppose I'll go through the structure of our course and what it's like. In our first year, we studied the fundamentals of law. So it's important to note that in any legal career that you're going down, solicitor or barrister, there are key subjects that you have to study in order to have your foundations and understanding of it. So that includes torts, criminal, constitutional. And in our first year, we studied that alongside with the foundations of law, which really guides you and gives you a sense of what it's like to actively be involved in the legal career and field. And now for me, that was a very daunting process. I am a year student, meaning that I come from a disadvantaged socioeconomic background. So no one in my family had a university education. Even the idea of studying law felt so far away before I actually came to DCU. So I certainly had reservations that my background would put me at a disadvantage, because I didn't know what I was going into study. I knew that I was interested in it. I knew that I had the potential to do quite well in it, but I still had no practical or real life experience.
Yeah, that's incredible that you're one of the first in your family to come through university. They must be so proud of you going on to do Law and Society in DC. That's brilliant. So certainly, I think to any students who are looking to research courses, I think definitely taking a look at the modules would be worth doing that, because as you said, you can get the feel for the university and love it as a place, but make sure to take a look at what you'll actually be studying, because that's really going to be the tough part for a couple of years. So I'm sure your skills that you've learned in this course have probably translated into extracurriculars as well. As you said, you've always been passionate about advocacy and kind of working with people, and I know you're really involved in clubs and societies in DCU. So how's that been for you?
Yes, clubs and societies has been the highlight of my university experience so far. Now, as I said, I wanted to get more out of my degree, and that's why DCU has everything to support you and propel you in that goal. So for me, I always had a passion for FLAC, which stands for Free Legal Advice Centres. And I was delighted to learn that DCU had their own student society, because because what we do is we offer legal clinics that people can attend for free, whether you're students or from the community, and receive advice on any problems that you have. Now, again, reflecting on my background of not knowing what law is like or not having access to this, I really adopted the mentality to pay forward, and that's something that I really try to live my life by. So being able to be involved with FLAC and offer services to people and help them out in their situations was extremely important to me. So to have the opportunity to do that in addition to my degree has been a huge highlight.
So does FLAC help just DCU students, or is it the locality, people in the community as well?
Yes, so FLAC is a national organisation. So we have branches across all of the universities. And the one in DC in particular, we help students as well as the Glasnevin community. So we will advertise in local companies across the SU as well. And anyone's welcome to attend.
That's fantastic, because I mean, it can be expensive to go to, you know, a solicitor or someone like that to get advice that maybe is easily come by through FLAC or something like that. So fantastic that you get to, as I said, marry your interest in your course with a club and society as well. So by working with FLAC and various other organisations like that, do you have an idea what you'd like to go into after university, or what do you think you'll do?
Definitely. Now, I've always looked at FLAC and promotion access to justice as a fundamental interest of mine, but it's not necessarily the career route that I want to go into. I've always focused on that as a contributing factor to law and almost as a social responsibility that I have to be in a privileged position of studying this course. So my interests personally lie within a kind of the commercial aspect of law. So in particular, I'm very passionate about commercial technology and the impact that advancing services innovation has on the legal industry. Now, I have to highlight an incredible module that really introduced me into this field, which was Innovation and Professional Services. This module examined how technology and innovation has an impact on law and how it's transformed the field and industry that we're part of. So to be able to look at the business aspect of that and to really see the evolution of the field that I wanted to go into introduced me to what the career would be. So that's why I'm very interested in becoming a solicitor. So what that involves is client contact. I would be working for a company and have the opportunity to communicate with clients and work with them. That is quite different from a barrister. So they're the two main careers that you might go into when studying law. And the difference with barristers is that they are self-employed and they advocate in court. So while that would be very exciting, I definitely think that I would much prefer the structure of working in a firm.
Certainly. So there are career options you can go into, solicitor, barrister. Are there any other areas that maybe your peers have an interest in going into after the course?
Yes, and especially the Law and Society degree in DCU completely accommodates that. The skills that we learn are so transferable. So some of my peers are entering accounting or advisory firms because the skills that you learn in client communication and critical thinking and problem solving is completely applicable to that area. But on the other hand, people are going into incredible careers in presenting or communication and media because the skills that you learn, it's how to deal with people. And DCU is excellent for that. And we have the services to provide that too. Now, I'd have to note that we have a state-of-the-art moot room. And for those that don't know, mooting is a mock trial and a mock scenario of what it's like to be a barrister and work in court. So we have this located in the building that we do most of our lectures, and it's part of our core modules in second year. So it's headed by Dr. Aisling Dupuyer, who you'll come to know if you study this course. And the way that is structured is you are assigned to be either the appellant or the respondent. And with this, you are given a hypothetical scenario that you have to advise and study on. And at the end of the module, you have the option to be selected for the grand moot, which is a show trial moot that takes place in the Helix, which is absolutely fascinating. Now, I was lucky to be part of the grand moot. However, COVID got in the way, so we weren't able to silly COVID. We weren't able to actually have the grand moot, but it was an incredible honor to be selected for it and have the potential to perform in front of our resident judge.
So that's a literal fake courtroom that we have in one of our buildings in DCU. So not only do you get to practice the actual, say, laws that you're going to reference or speaking in front of a crowd, but you have the physical furniture around you that really makes you feel like you're in a courtroom. But I'm sure that's really important in your practicing. I'd say it's very daunting if you were to become a barrister or a solicitor to have to go and stand in front of a group of people in this kind of intimidating structure we've seen on TV and film, and now you get to be in one in DCU. I'd say that feels crazy. But DCU does set you up really well for employment. That's across over all of our 70 undergrad courses we have. Do you have an opportunity to do an internship or a year abroad as part of this course?
Yes, we do. So DCU are one of the first universities to offer an intra for law courses. So we have employers from across all industries, not only legal, where you can go on a placement for the year and gain real life practical experience in all industries. So whether that's commercial law, criminal law, family law, there is really is something for everyone. And there's also the option for Erasmus, where you can choose to study in Europe or North America. Now, both of these options are absolutely fantastic. Mm-hmm. But as we mentioned, I was a student during COVID, so that unfortunately did get in the way.
You didn't time that very well, Harrison.
I did not.
You should have predicted that this would happen.
And I am a planning is the core of me, so I cannot believe that happened. But one thing that I really wanted to make sure is that I was able to gain those skills and gain that real life experience. So I decided to create my own intra in a sort of way. So I decided to step away from DCU and look for experiences outside of college. Mm-hmm. So this is what presented me with the opportunity to found the Outlaw Network Student Committee. And to introduce you to Outlaw, we are one of Ireland's leading organisations for diversity and inclusion in law. So it's founded by some of the leading firms in Ireland, such as Ain Dell Gubbitty, Arthur Cox, Mattison, William Fry, and so on. Mm-hmm. And our goal is to make the legal field accepting for members of the LGBTQ plus community and allies. Now, I noticed that there was a gap in the market in the sense that there was no presence of Outlaw on student campuses. Mm-hmm. So I contacted a great friend of mine who was involved in Outlaw and asked if I could pitch an idea to found the student committee. Now, this is something that has become such an incredible part of my legal journey so far. And I was able to launch it, and we've been running for a year now. And I had the incredible support of a student from UCC, and both of us launched it as co-chairs.
Such fantastic work. And do you still have involvement with Outlaw as you go on?
Yes. Now, I can't see myself ever leaving Outlaw or not being involved in the organisation. I'm still the chair this year, and we have some incredible events planned. Now, as I mentioned, social mobility and access to the legal industry is something that I'm very passionate about. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I want to help promote through my work at Outlaw too. We have an incredible workshop coming up, which is about bringing your whole self to work and learning that being confident in yourself and knowing who you are can actually really aid you in looking for employment opportunities and actually being in the office and having that experience too.
Fantastic work that you were doing for not only the DCU community but the wider community beyond that. Harrison, thank you so much for taking the time to tell me about yourself and about BCL today. Just before we go, do you have any advice for current students who are interested in doing this course or just coming to DCU? What do you think could help them?
Yes, of course. So the advice that I have is to remember who you are. It's so important to realize that whether you feel like you fit in or whether that this is an area about you, if you have the passion for it, tell them to make room on the table for you. You can make your own kind of music and decide where you want to go. And that's advice that I learned and has really been the fundamental foundation of my legal journey so far. So be proud of who you are and live up to your passions.
Thank you, Harrison. Sound advice. That's all for today's episode. I want to thank Harrison for coming in, taking the time out of his very busy schedule to talk to us today. If you have any questions, you can contact us at studenthelp@dcu.ie, or in fact Harrison is also on UniBuddy, I believe.
Yes, I am.
So if you have a question about the course, maybe about Harrison's involvement in Clubs and Socks or Outlaw or anything like that, you can chat on the UniBuddy platform to Harrison free of charge about anything related to DCU. So again, thank you one more time to Harrison, and we'll catch you next time.